Good afternoon, everybody. Have you ever read a story in the Bible that caused you to think that God was sometimes harsh or unfair? Well, I used to feel that way about the story of Cain and Abel. I didn't understand why God rejected Cain's offering. Let's read the story in Genesis chapter 4. And then I want to show you a couple of scriptures in the New Testament where Cain is mentioned. And maybe this will help some of you understand why God rejected Cain's offering. So if you would turn to Genesis chapter 4. Here, let's read verses 1 through 8. Genesis chapter 4. And we'll begin with verse 1. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Now the Bible doesn't say specifically why God rejected Cain's offering. I used to think that God rejected Cain's offering simply because he offered the fruit of the ground instead of an animal sacrifice. But grain offerings are acceptable to God. There are instructions for grain offerings in Leviticus chapter 6. Regarding the grain offering, verse 15 of Leviticus 6 says, burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma as a memorial to the Lord. And verse 17 of Leviticus 6 says, it is most holy, like the sin offering and the trespass offering. So I wonder what was wrong with Cain's offering. Let's look at verse 5 of Genesis 4 again. Notice that it says, he, speaking of God, did not respect Cain and his offering. So it wasn't just the offering. God did not respect Cain. And that may be the reason God did not respect his offering. Proverbs 21, verse 27 says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? So God's more concerned about our attitudes and motives than he is about what we offer him. Now, of course, what we offer him may reflect our attitude. So there may have been something wrong with what Cain offered God, but there was more to it than that. Please turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read verse 4. I should have told you to mark your place there in Genesis 4. We'll be coming back to it. Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he, being dead, still speaks. Well, this verse indicates that By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain and showed that he was righteous. It takes faith to obey God. I think we're all familiar with Hebrews 11, verse 6. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Well, apparently Cain lacked faith and was not living God's way. Let's turn now to 1 John chapter 3 and read verses 10 through 12. That's 1 John chapter 3. First John 3, beginning with verse 10. "In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous." It says here that Cain's works were evil and he hated his brother Abel because his works were righteous. Now, those who are righteous expose and shame those who are not. I'm sure all of you have experienced this. When you refuse to participate with others in doing something wrong, they get angry, don't they? That's why verse 13 says, "Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you." When God didn't accept Cain's offering, he became angry, and his anger revealed his wrong spirit. If his attitude had been right, he would have repented and asked God for forgiveness. But instead, his wounded pride and jealous anger led him to murder his brother. So again, Genesis 4, if you would turn back there. Once again, Genesis 4. Let's again read verses 6 and 7. "So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.'" God gave Cain a chance to repent. He said, "If you do well, will you not be accepted?" He encouraged him to do what was right. "And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door." So God warned him about what would happen if he didn't repent. But Cain didn't listen. There's a similar warning for us in Hebrews chapter 3. If you would turn there, last scripture, to Hebrews chapter 3. Let's read verses 12 and 13. It's Hebrews chapter 3. Verses 12 and 13. "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." God is not harsh or unfair. He is merciful and just. He warns us about sin, but allows us to make our own choices. We have to maintain a right attitude at all times and not allow ourselves to become hardened so that when we have our sins revealed to us, we don't become angry and hostile toward others, but we repent and ask for forgiveness.